Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to the Birth Worker Podcast. You're listening to episode 85, and today it is Friday, so I'm answering some of your biggest and best questions right here on the podcast. I love doing Q&As. I do them all of the time for the students inside our communities, inside our programs, and I love it. I think it's really, really fun. Not only can we talk about strategy, but I can answer really specific questions about your specific business, you know, one-on-one, and I can dive into the problems that you're having. And that's something that I really love, especially about our communities, is I actually get to know everybody inside. And so every week, it's not like I'm just randomly answering one question. I'm relating it back to what we've talked about in the past and what launches they have coming up and what their programs are and what their main goal is right now. Like, are they looking for more in-person clients, or are they launching a course about postpartum meal planning or whatever it is? And so if you love these Friday episodes in particular, where I answer your questions, just think, what would it look like if you could actually submit your questions every single week and get them answered by me and my team of amazing coaches? It is life-changing. It is absolutely life-changing. I know that when I started, I would have given anything to have someone a couple steps ahead of me where I could just pick their brain. And to be honest, 4 years ago when I started this business, that person did not exist. Nobody had a community of birth workers that was geared towards growing their businesses. And that's one of the reasons that I made it, because it was not existing out there in the capacity that our community exists in terms of the weekly Q&As and the monthly strategy calls with me and the ability to ask questions in the community every single day. So we curated it, and I'm so proud. I love my students so much. You know, we recently switched the membership, so the Birth Worker membership. This is worth mentioning here because a lot of you are listeners every single week, twice per week. But we actually completely changed the Birth Worker membership. It used to be $167 per month. We literally just dropped it down to $75 per month. We added some really cool things, and we took away some aspects that people weren't really using. One of the other really cool things is that what we did is we changed around some of our bonuses. So now when you join some of our bigger programs, you're getting free access to that community also. We just launched a program behind the scenes. So if you're on our email list, you probably heard about this. But we just launched a program called the Doulapreneur Method. And when you join the Doulapreneur Method, not only are you getting our business course, but you're also getting 1 year inside of our community membership for free. And the community membership is what includes the weekly coaching calls, whether that's a Q&A with one of our coaches, whether it's a strategy call with me, or a group expert, a group guest speaker that we have come in, an expert come in to talk about a business topic. And then, of course, you can ask questions in our private community literally every single day, 24/7. There's over 150 people in there to answer your questions. And of course, me and my team can answer your questions too. But then you also get an invitation for free to our monthly workshops. We're going to be starting to host monthly workshops in the end of August. So today's August 11th. We're going to be doing workshops. The very first one is on August 30th, and it's going to be all about Airtable. So you guys know I love Airtable. If you don't have Airtable yet, go to birthworker.com/Airtable. I will put the link in the show notes. It's the most amazing thing in the entire world. It's the number one, essentially like the number one software or platform that we use behind the scenes in our business to make sure everything runs smooth. So it's amazing. I love it. So I'm going to be doing a deep dive on that. Those workshops are going to be paid workshops that anyone in the community can join for anywhere between, I want to say, $25 to $100, just depending on the topic. But if you're inside of our community, you get to come every single month for free as long as you're inside our community. So going back to like our new program, Doulapreneur Method, if you join, not only do you get lifetime access to my business course, which teaches you social media, branding, messaging, email lists, making offers, copywriting, like literally all of it. But you get 1 year for free inside that community. So the weekly calls, the monthly workshops you get to come to for free, the community, it is freaking amazing. So I haven't even gotten into the questions yet, but I'm going to put all those links in the show notes. I'll put the link to join Doulapreneur Method. It's brand new. To be honest, I'm not even like publicly marketing it right now. I probably should not have even mentioned it, but it is rocking and rolling, ready to go. We will relaunch it publicly with like a huge big celebration here in the coming months. But you can sneak in through the link in the show notes, and then I'll put a link to Airtable too. And you'll hear more about that workshop coming up. If you're not a member of the community, you'll be able to join just that one workshop if you want to. But of course, it makes more sense to just join the community for $75 per month. So you get access to the workshop for free, but also all the other coaching calls, etc. All right, back to your questions. Today we're answering three of your questions. And the very first one is, Kylie, what are your thoughts on doula partnerships? For example, partnering with another local doula where I work one shift and then she works another shift. This is actually a phenomenal way to do birth work. I talk more about the non-conventional ways to quote unquote do birth work in a free resource that I have. It's 13 ways to make money as a doula without being on call 24/7. And one of the ways that you can be a doula without being on call 24/7 is finding someone to partner with. So you would still be on call, but for instance, you'd be on call from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and she'd be on call from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. So you just wouldn't be on call all the time. And this is a perfect scenario for someone who has a hard time finding childcare, someone with a working partner, someone with a newborn baby or just a baby that nurses through the night. So maybe there's a doula out there who doesn't want to be on call all through the night, but she totally can work during the day because she can find childcare. Her mother lives next door, whatever it is. If that's you, this would be a really good, really good partnership to find someone who could be on call half the time and then you could be on call half the time. I have seen it done where it's you're splitting hours of the day. So like I said, like 9 to 9 in the daytime is one person, 9 to 9 at night is another person. I've also seen it week by week. So one doula would be on call for 1 week and then the other would be on call for the next week. And this would allow the doula to just have more freedom, take vacations, turn off her alarm so she doesn't have to like sleep with her phone under her pillow like I always do. It could be really, really nice. Now, those are the pros to doing a doula partnership, but there's also cons. So it's not easy to share your business with someone else. It takes a lot of strategy and knowledge just on the back end to set up that business well. For instance, do you guys both own the entire business? If not, who owns the business? How's payment working? If you do both own the whole business, who's doing the marketing? What happens if one person just doesn't want to post on social media anymore and the other person really wants more clients, so she's hustling to find more clients and then has to like split her income with the other person who's not working as hard or not doing as much? So it just takes really clear boundaries. I would absolutely set that up. I would consult a lawyer if you're planning to set up a business like that. To be honest, a lawyer and an accountant for sure, just so you can set it up in a way that makes sense. Because the lawyer and the accountant and the other professionals, they're going to be able to ask you questions that you didn't even know that you should be asking. So that is one thing that I absolutely love. But if you are a doula who's saying, I actually don't want to be on call all the time, but I don't really want to do a partnership, and I'm not really sure what to do, there are so many other ways that you can make money without being on call as a birth worker, as a doula. And that's why I want you to check out that resource that I mentioned. It's birthworker.com/make money. And I'll put that in the show notes too. But birthworker.com/make money, it's a freebie that shares 13 different ways that you can make money even if you're not on call. And I think some of those ways are going to blow your mind just a little bit. I've never had someone download that and say, oh, I already do all these things. No, most people download it and say, oh my gosh, you just opened the floodgates. I have so many ideas. There's so many things I could do. So again, a lot of them are really like non-conventional. All right, question number two is, Kylie, do I really need an email list? What if I don't plan on selling anything online? You know, do you need an email list? No. Do you need a social media account? No. Do you need business cards? No. Do you even need a real business with a business name and an LLC? No. Do you need business bank accounts? No. Should you have all of those things? Hell yeah. Is it going to help you build a legitimate business? Hell yeah. That's one of the reasons that I teach it inside my programs. And we actually have an entire section in both Birthworker Academy and the Dualpreneur Method called Legitimize Your Business. Because as much as you can half-ass it, as much as you can decide that you don't really want to market yourself on social media or through an email list, you're going to grow faster if you do. That's just what it comes down to. I love to say, if I told you that you could send a single email and get 5 clients from that email, or if you could send a single email and make $60,000 from a single email, which has happened to us before, would you do it? Would you have a different view of email lists? And most people say, oh shit, yeah, like I didn't even know that was possible. The other thing that happens with a lot of my students, and I'm thinking of Hannah in particular. Hannah, I love you. She said inside of our community recently, you guys, I actually really love sending emails. I did not think I would love writing emails and sending emails as much as I do, but it's really, really fun. And I agree with her. I think a lot of times we have this, like, emails get a bad rap. A lot of times we have this idea that, well, I don't like when people email me, so I don't want to email people. I think emails are annoying, so I don't want to email other people because I don't want to be annoying. And it's just not the case. First of all, it's a free world. If someone doesn't want to be on your email list, they're not going to sign up for it, and they'll just unsubscribe, which is no big deal. But there are people out there who would love to open your emails week after week after week after week. And if you're not sending emails, you're not catering to them. There are people out there who really want to read what you have to say. They want to be a part of your world. They want to be in touch with you. And if you're not doing that, you're not catering to them. And the way to grow a really sustainable and successful business that is actually a career and makes you enough money, more than enough money, is to invite people into your world, to build your community, to share your life with people week after week after week. And that's what we're doing with an email list. So when we create an email list, typically we're creating some sort of free resource that people sign up for. They raise their hand and they say, I want to get on your email list. I'll give you my email. I'll trade you. I'll give you my email. You give me that free thing. Just like I was talking about my free resource, birthworker.com/makemoney, right? You're raising your hand. You're saying, I'm going to trade you my email. And in return, I'm going to get this free resource. And as long as that free resource is stacked and stacked full of knowledge and amazing and you're over delivering, they're not going to be upset by giving you their email. So that's really important that you're creating a high value free resource for sure. That's really important. But then beyond that, you send them emails. There's certain ways to send emails. That's called automated or sequences. And that's where something triggers an automation. Like, how do you explain this? I haven't explained this in a long time from the very beginning. But something triggers an automation, like them signing up for a freebie, and now it automatically sends the welcome sequence. So maybe it'll send 5 emails over 8 days or something like that. That's kind of what I teach inside my programs. And then beyond that, you're sending an email every single week. And what this does is it's nurturing your audience. It's nurturing your people. Most people are not ready to buy from you the second they meet you. Of course, right? If someone came on, knocked on your door, you don't even know who they are, and they're trying to sell you something that you didn't even know that you need, you're like, get the F out of here. Like, what are you doing? But if someone knocked on your door and planted the seed of like, hey, I just moved in across the street. You know, I am a florist. Here's some flowers. And you don't ask anything. You just give them, you know, give them the flowers, or they give you the flowers. And then every couple days they stop by, or they wave when they see you, and now you're starting to get to know them, and they drop off some more flowers because they thought of you, and hey, let's actually go get coffee. And this relationship is being built. And now guess what? That florist doesn't even have to ask for the sale. You know, next time you want flowers, you're gonna go to that florist. That's what happens when you build an email list and send emails. When I make sales nowadays, typically, I don't even have to ask for them. I literally get people that DM me hey, I want to join this program, send me the link. And they do it all the time. And it's not just with my online stuff, right? So when I lived in Florida, when I was actively attending births, I just moved to South Carolina. I have no clients right now. It feels very freeing. But when I was actively attending births in Florida, people would literally DM me on Instagram, hey, I want you to be my doula. Can you send me a link? How do I sign up? Hey, I want you to be my doula. Here's my due date. Can you do it? How do I pay you? I didn't have to go out and sell. And that's part of the foundation and the framework of what I teach is that we want to be doulas. We want to be birth workers. We don't want to be salespeople. And an email list lets you do that. It lets you do it really authentically. And so what I do is I send an email every single week. I sometimes share a story from my life, whether it's something that happened recently or something that happened a long time ago. Sometimes I share what's going on with a client of mine in a very professional way. Sometimes I share about what my students are learning inside my programs. And sometimes I have a link to an offer in that email, and sometimes I don't. But what I'm doing is I'm nurturing those people. I'm making myself a part of their everyday life, every week life. And so when they are ready to hire a doula, or when they're ready to become a doula and take a doula training program, or when they're ready to become a childbirth educator, or when they're already a doula but they're feeling a little burnt out and they want my help to build their business, they think of me. Because I've been in their ear every single week forever. They think of me. So do you really need an email list? No, of course not. Do you really need a social media? No, of course not. Is it really, 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 really going to help you rise to the top, find more clients, build your audience, make more money? Yes, 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 all day long. Like literally, literally all day long. All right. Question number three. Kylie, do you recommend using the same format for creating an online course as creating an ebook? For example, do I have to go through all of the steps like validating my idea, pre-sell, create it, and then sell it again? Or can I just create the ebook and then go straight to selling? Okay, this is fantastic. This is a great question because we're starting to get into strategy and time management and just using our time wisely. You do not need to do huge things like a pre-sale or a huge email sequence or a webinar or sales calls to sell something as small as an ebook. And I teach this really in depth inside our childbirth educator training program because it's not just about teaching childbirth education. It's about creating your offers, creating your online childbirth education, your in-person, pricing it, and then selling it most importantly, because I don't want you to create your own birth course and then never sell it. Like that's not how we change the world of birth. I want you to sell it. Like I want you to sell thousands. And so this is something that I teach. And really the foundation of it is it depends on the price of the thing. So the more expensive the thing that you're selling is, the more in-depth that sales mechanism needs to be. So for instance, if I'm selling a $2,000 business course, there are going to be a lot of people who want to jump on Zoom with me and ask some questions. And that's totally worth my time because it's a $2,000 course, right? If someone wants to buy my $20 ebook, which I don't have ebooks anymore. I shut those all down when I created our childbirth education training program, which is a conversation for another day. But essentially, instead of me being your competition, I wanted to give you all of my resources so you can use them for yourself. But anyway, when I had my ebook that cost, let's say $27, would it make sense to jump on a 30-minute sales call for a $27 ebook? Absolutely not, especially when I charge at that point, you know, $100 an hour for birth coaching. So for someone to jump on a 30-minute call, for me to only make $27, maybe if they buy, it just doesn't make any sense. And so I use the example of sales calls, but really it could be anything, right? An email sequence, a webinar, a 5-day challenge, a conversation in the DMs, some sort of evergreen webinar or a free class or anything like that. We need to do more if the price of it is higher. So when it comes to an ebook, and let's say the ebook is $25 to $45, that's kind of a good range for an ebook, you really shouldn't need anything to sell it. If you do it well and if you have good messaging, which is again, a whole nother episode, messaging. But if you do it well and you have the right messaging and you understand your students' pain points and you're able to talk in the words that your students talk in, you should literally just have to post about it on social media and it should sell. It's not going to sell like hotcakes at first. You're going to have to talk about it often. I teach a Instagram stories strategy inside my programs on how to post in your Instagram stories, because you can't just like share about it once per week and expect a bunch of sales. And I know this because when I had my ebook that sold thousands of copies over the year that I was promoting it, I got to a point where I was selling 20 copies per day, 16, 17, 20 copies per day, somewhere in there, a $27 ebook, and then eventually a $37 little ebook plus mini course. And so I was making upwards of $2,000 or more per month just from this ebook. And it didn't happen just because I posted about it every now and then on my Instagram. It does take some strategy, but it does not take pre-selling, a webinar, a sales call, stuff like that. With an ebook, we can move a lot faster too. So sometimes we don't even really need to validate that idea, depending how long it takes you to make it, because you can go in and shift the messaging very, very simple because there's no videos involved. So even in terms of validating your idea, I would say not necessary, but if you want to do it well and if you want to nail your messaging, you should get on some calls, some Zoom calls or DMs, voice memos with people in your community and just ask them, what are you looking for? What are your biggest fears when it comes to birth? Have you invested before? What do you wish you did differently to prepare for your birth? And ask them those questions so you can make sure that not only is the ebook effective and not only do people want it, but you also now know the messaging to use when you're trying to sell that ebook. All right, you guys, that was a really fun episode. That actually felt like a Thursday night where I jump in with my community and answer questions. Literally, those questions were really, really good. So if you ever have any follow-up questions or you want to ask questions of your own, I want you to check out the Birthworker Community membership. Again, we just lowered the price to $75 per month, and you get the weekly coaching calls with me, my team, guest experts. You also get the monthly workshop for free. This month coming up, we're going to do Airtable. So it's in-depth and advanced Airtable stuff. So Airtable automations. I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look of how we use our Airtable boards to manage our launches, to track our students, to set up survey forms, to do validation for new offers, things like that. And then you also get that community private Slack channel with over 150 people who literally are just like you, who's a birth worker. They're birth workers and they want to make it a career. They don't just see themselves as side hustlers. They are 100% ready and investing and willing to do what it takes to grow their business, to not only create the legacy, but create the income that they desire. So I'm going to put 1.5 million links in the show notes. I'm going to put the link to join the community. I'm going to put a link to join the Dualpreneur Method. If you need some more in-depth business help, if you want a framework to follow, if you want videos to follow, if you want the A to Z everything I know about business, join the Dualpreneur Method. We have monthly payment plans and you get access to the community and the coaching calls for 1 year. So that's the best option if you want some more in-depth support. I'm also going to put a link to that free resource. So if you are looking for more ways to make money as a doula that don't include being on call, I have 13 ways. They're all a little bit non-status quo, and I think you're going to absolutely love them. I'm going to put a link for that. And then the last one is I'm going to put a link for Airtable. So birthworker.com/Airtable. I'll put a link in the show notes. But if you're not using it yet, literally get it today. It's free. It's free for life. You never have to pay. And it is literally the thing that holds our business together. And I want you to download that now so you can play around with it and then get ready for our Airtable workshop coming up in 19 days. Super excited for that. All right, everyone. I will see you right back here next week. Next week, we have an interview with Caitlin from Be Her Village. It might literally be my favorite interview ever that I've ever done. So don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss it. And then be on the lookout for Wednesday. It's an episode all about baby registries and how they are preying on new moms. Okay, everyone, I will see you right back here on Wednesday.